The second pivot point essential to understand is that providing good services in a social service setting or promoting community change work that's successful will not be sufficient to build or sustain hope in a group. This is perhaps the most powerful piece of learning about hope for any leader, and the one people seem to want to fight against the most before they accept. It's very simple. The work of an organization is one focus, and the organization's efforts to maintain its hopefulness are another focus. They are parallel but completely separate tasks. Most of us assume that if we do good things for others, we will be hopeful. But there is very little connection. Let me say that again. There is very little, if any, connection. This is for three reasons.